If you're looking for opinions, well, he's got them. If you're not sure what to think, he's got you covered top to bottom. Like the tower in his homeland, you'll find out which way he leans. And though he speaks in contradictions, he says he knows what he means. Though he jokes of older dames, he'd make his wife. If you only know one thing, know that he won't discuss his love life. Know the queen's the only card that he keeps closer to his chest. And with the rest laid on the table, you see Mario,
Mario,
Mario's best.
Wow.
That was awesome.
That was really
good. I felt like a very Adele, very...
Amy Winehouse?
Correct. Very like... how you call it? Broadway, very musical. I felt like I was people were coming up dancing tip tap behind you on a curtain or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like somebody was coming up.
Yeah, that's the feeling it's supposed to have. Yeah, very like Broadway, very very musical kind.
Very dramatic.
Like I'm introducing a character.
Yeah, and I should be like, and I kind of picture myself on a throne moved around behind you on the screen with a light on me or something. Like, you know, you were talking about this presence that it was me walking, not walking. I would be sitting on a throne and just moved around.
But like people would be like muscular guys would be carrying the throne, right?
Yeah, but very quick and very dark. That's how I saw that.
Okay. And you'd have like dancers in the background going, who is he? Mike was doing that. What do you call those hands, Mike, that you were doing that people can't see?
Jazz hands.
That was really good. Mike, that was also a very appropriate topic for today's show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It is.
Do you know what I mean? Mario's world was shaken recently. I think it's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We should probably introduce ourselves. We said we were going to do that, remember?
Oh, yeah. That's right. That was one of your notes.
So Mike, we want to welcome everybody. We want to welcome everybody to episode 19, I believe, right?
Yep, 19.
This is Mike speaking.
This is Brett.
That was Brett. The immigrant is here, Mario, as you can tell by the accent.
So you were saying that the theme song is appropriate?
Yeah, so I've been dying to talk to Mario ever since Queen Elizabeth is back on the market.
Single.
Yeah, she's single again.
First of all, that is rude. First, the first thing you need to do is acknowledge that she had a really difficult couple of weeks coming up.
Uh-huh.
And the thing that she's on the market, it's very rude of you to say.
So what Mario's doing, Mario is specifying the rebound period right now. He's like, first
I don't know what
know.
That means, but I'm sure it's something that is not good for me.
It's like
how long do
you
have to
wait,
Mario?
Yeah.
The rebound period?
Yeah, like if somebody has a breakup or their significant other.
I mean, she was married for 73 years.
Yeah.
73?
Okay. So 73. Like a day for a year? I mean, 73 days?
Yeah. I think so.
I mean, I spoke to her the other day, and I don't think she's planning on getting married again.
Yeah, but you did call her, so.
Oh, yeah, we mourned together. We did those 8 days of mourning together.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her if she wanted me, but she decided to have the waiting in lady, whatever it's called.
What?
The waiting in lady?
How do you call those mating waiting? Those people that the royals have around them.
Mating waiting sounds like another.
Sounds like a romantic comedy with J-Lo.
How do you call
matingwaiting.com?
Oh my god, you know what I'm talking about.
Don't wait for a mate.
Yeah,
join waitingmating.com.
You know, like the queen as the lady that does everything for her.
I thought she had like 12 of those.
It's called the country.
Yes,
the
but. Country. Yeah. I don't know if you saw did you see the funeral?
Britain. Yes, I did. Well, that was what I was going to ask.
I didn't.
You.
Well, so if you go to, when I remember the funeral, right?
Yeah.
She was in a car with somebody. She wasn't alone.
Oh, wait. We should explain, too, that this was Queen Elizabeth, her husband of how many years, Mario? 73 years. Archduke Philip? Is that what he was? Archduke or Prince? What did they
Prince.
Call him? Prince
I think
Philip.
It was Prince.
Oh, okay. And then they had this extremely, and you can watch it on YouTube. You can like watch the whole funeral ceremony. Did you watch it live, Mario?
Yes.
Okay.
Started on 9:30.
Yeah.
And I watched the whole thing. And it's called Lady in Waiting. That's what I was talking about. You guys should have known.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Michael said, you know what I mean?
It was close enough that we should have kind of figured it out.
What did I say? Waiting in Lady, Lady in Waiting. It was the same thing. You guys should have known that. So... You know, he had everything arranged and something in the funeral, which is actually really smart. So everything arranged. I mean, he had 100 years to think about it. So he did. One thing is that I personally thought he looked dead like years ago anyways.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really surprised that he was actually dead. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Mario, and by the way, he was literally like I think 2 months short of 100 years old, right?
1 month, I think, to be 100 years old, which is, come
imagine.
On.
Imagine. 99.9.
I mean, you almost made it, and then it's like you're going to die before in those conditions. But anyways, so it's he got everything ready, set up and everything. And everybody walked. I don't know if you saw, but the family is closest, like all his kids, his nephew walked behind them.
Yeah.
But poor Liz, she had to get on a car and they drove her. I think because she was so old, I'm assuming she was so old.
Yeah, I would think so.
Right?
Yeah.
And she was in the car with somebody. And that was the lady in waiting. So it's the lady that helps her out with everything.
I was wondering who that was.
Right. Don't worry. I looked that up right away. I was like, who is she with? Who's that important person that? Because I asked and she said, no, I already have somebody.
Right. So makes sense.
Now I know.
By the way, Mario and Liz are apparently on a nickname basis now.
Right.
I mean, you know that. Okay. That's another scoop. Is that the right word?
Mm-hmm.
She and my grandmother have exactly the same age.
Really?
Yes. So my grandmother was born in May, same year, and she just had a birthday the other day, a couple of days ago.
Oh, wow.
So
and we're almost
so, she could be my grandmother. I could be pretty much Charles O'Henry, pretty much.
And yet
Charles O'Henry?
Oh, Charlie O'Henry. No, I don't even talk about the other one.
So she was basically like, I appreciate the offer, Mario, but it might not look good. I don't want people to think I'm moving on too quickly.
But yes, I'm not planning on marrying her. I mean, we're close friends. I'm not going to marry her.
Okay.
And I don't think she's going to be part of Tinder anytime soon.
Are you part of Tinder?
I don't see her joining Tinder anytime soon. Was that royal? Was that?
Oh, yeah.
Royal meet?
Royalflush.com.
Royal meeting or something? Royal people meet, something like that, .com. I don't know.
I don't know.
Something like that.
Matingwaiting.com.
Mating.
So rude. No, but honestly, she looked very frail, little tiny thing.
She did.
All black. She looks like she's shrinking every time I see her. I don't know.
She probably is.
She's like Yoda in real life.
You know, she's going to live till she's 300 because Charles is waiting for her to die anytime soon.
Right.
So the more you wish somebody to die, the more they would live longer.
So what do you think is really going to happen, Mario, when she, if, you know, if she, well, if
it
she
will
ever
happen,
dies.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah. But do you think, like, is he really going to take over? Like, he's actually kind of old now himself, right? For
he has to. I think he's already in his 70s.
I think so.
Yeah, he's in the late 70s, I think. So he's technically already at the age that he could do the show, get the ceremony, become a king for a day or something, and then give it up to your kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what I will do. Because I feel like people probably don't want him as part of a king. I think they just want his son.
Yeah, right. Like they really don't like
it. Time to move on to somebody young. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You go from somebody that is almost 100 years old to somebody that is almost 90 years old, you know, 80 years old.
The problem is that young in this case is William. And like when we were watching it with Layla, all she can do is point out like he looks so old.
He's my age.
I know. He's like your age and he looks twice your age.
I know. But his wife was stunning. His wife was stunning. Now that is a real queen. You know, like the other one that moved to United States or whatever. Let's not even mention her name. She doesn't deserve to be mentioned.
Oh, no. We're gonna get to that
no,
too, Mario.
We don't deserve to mention her.
I really want to know about that.
We're not talking about her.
Mario, but first.
But she was stunning. Kate is really an example of the way a queen should be. She was beautiful.
Mario, speaking of stunning, had you seen the queen's car before?
They have a million cars. They have tons of cars.
No, but
right?
Like if you Google it, like, so we were watching the thing on YouTube, right? And I saw her car and I'm not like a car person by any means. And I was like, man, that thing is awesome. It's like a two-tone. I think it's a Rolls Royce.
Two-tone. Is that a Nokia?
It's a Batmobile.
It kind of is like the Batmobile.
It's like the Flintstones. She lifts them up and runs with the little feet under it.
It's like the Pope Mobile.
Mario, you should love it because the bottom of the car is like eggplant purple.
The bottom of the car is like Louboutins or something?
No, like the whole bottom, like where the doors are and like the side and the front. Like it really is like an old 50s Batmobile, but like super elegant. Like Alfred would drive Bruce Wayne around in it. And then the top is black.
Oh, I see it. I see it. I see it.
And it's also like sort of extra extended. So like the back seat is like kind of like a limo.
And it's a Bentley, right?
Mario, you're right. It's a Bentley State Limousine.
But anyways, yes, it was a sad week for all of us, for me and Liz, you know, I can understand. I mean, I'm not going to blame. I personally have an opinion that I don't think she's going to last that much longer after that.
Yeah.
Cause like, you know, the Are you called those birds that are whistling inseparables? Is that a word? No, am I inventing that?
Yeah, that was
those two little birds that if one dies, the other one dies after.
Yeah,
like if one croaks, the other one croaks too. Yeah. Same thing. So if I feel like it's kind of those things. They have a good relationship between that. The only thing I'm doing is I hope she dies after COVID because I kind of want to go to the funeral. So like I need to be able to go there.
Will you really go, Mario? Will you really go?
100%. 100%. I talked to my boss and we already agreed that she's going to give me days when she dies.
What did you do for this, for the funeral? Did you like literally, because you, I mean, like you knew the time. Did you get like snacks and some drinks? And
no, because... He looked already dead. Come on. I thought he already died years ago. So it's like really not that bad. It was just
wait
thing.
I need more clarification on this. Did you actually have like a meeting with your boss where like I need to discuss something very important about a close family member of mine?
No.
That I may need vacation time for this.
Well, you should know that
was
I have
it, was it little, an email?
In my cubes, there is emails of there is like pictures of Queen Elizabeth in the cube. Mm-hmm. So they kind of know that I like her personally. She's like my third grandmother.
Do you have a picture of me or Brett in your cube?
I doubt it.
I haven't been in the office for 1 year now.
That's no.
You can remember the pictures of the queen.
Yeah. Though.
Right.
Yes. Yes. I have a picture of Mike for sure. I have a picture of you biting a caramel apple.
Oh, wow.
But I don't think I have a picture of Brett. I have to look that up. I don't know. So... And like a couple of coworkers that go travel abroad, like somebody, a coworker went to London and brought me a waving queen or something. So like they kind of know that that's the thing. So when Prince died, my boss took the day off because she was so upset that Prince died. And I was like, lady, you're taking Prince. I'm taking the queen. She was like, okay, that's 100% understandable. So that's probably going to happen. And we had that conversation. So
what if I die? Can you take a day?
Yeah.
I mean, do I have to travel to London if you die?
Oh, I see. I understand. It's for travel.
That's the point. It's travel.
So that you can attend the funeral. Okay. Yes. Yeah. I see.
Mike, I think if me or you died and it was during COVID, Mario would be like, this is great. I can just watch on my lunch break and then just go right back to work.
I don't know. But anyways, we should change subject. This is really sad. We're not going to be talking about hopefully. This. It's not politics. No, nothing. The only thing we're going to say that we're not going to mention her name or the lady that left England to move to the United States. We're not mentioning her name or his name either.
Okay.
He got lucky, got invited to this one, but whatever. I don't think he's going to be there anytime soon. But we're done. That's all I'm going to be saying.
Okay,
about
no. Just give me one question, and this one's not bad. Okay, this one's not controversial. But do you think
she was wrong
that her excuse was legitimate?
100%
for not going. I mean, because she is pregnant, and the doctor.
So she's the only one pregnant in the world.
Well,
that does not fly during COVID. So you're telling me that every pregnant person in COVID is staying in the house?
How far along is she, Mario?
I don't know. I don't care. She could pop in up tomorrow. I don't care. You go to the funeral.
I wish you guys could see Mario's facial expressions and gestures
right
now.
I know. It's very animated.
Yeah, because she aggravates me so much. Like, I will take one of the cases that she used to open all the time and just throw it at her.
Mario, did you feel this way before the Oprah thing? Or
I never liked her to begin with.
Okay, all right. That's
never liked her. Never. But you know what it is? Like, I never liked her anyways, but she's also not marrying somebody important anyways because he's not even part of the royal family. Like, he's not in line anytime soon. So
yeah,
I didn't really care about her as much.
So I found I did write one.
Sorry. And I'm seated. That's fine.
How did you almost fall? You're sitting in a chair.
I know.
Why is your chair leaning right now? It looks like your chair is like has missing a wheel.
Because I'm fat and I'm leaning on one side like the tower leaning on Pisa, okay?
You know what, Mario? I have to say something about that, Mario, because yesterday... So, Mike, I was texting Mario yesterday and he sent me a picture of something. Like, so he was on a Zoom, right? And he sent me a picture of this Zoom for an entirely different reason. And I'm looking at the picture and I see Mario in the picture and I'm like, Mario, you're like super skinny. And like, it's clear, Mario, that you've lost a lot. Like you've definitely gotten in much better shape. And then I started thinking.
I was a potato before, right?
Yeah. Now you're like a spud. And so I start thinking.
Stud spud.
First Prince Philip dies. Now Mario's getting in summer shape.
Summer shape.
And then Mario was mad at me, Mike.
Exactly.
For noticing that he was skinny.
What did I reply to you? I said, stop looking at me. That's not the reason why I sent you that picture. Said,
why are you looking at me?
I was not the point why I was sending you that picture.
The same reason he gets mad when he looks in the mirror. his look seeing his own reflection.
100%.
But Mario, you look really good. Speaking of those kind of people, Mario, how do Italians view Leonardo DiCaprio? Because, I mean, you know, like, you know, the name is Italian, but...
Okay, but only the name. That's the only thing he has Italian.
Is he one of those Italians where they're just like, ah, oh, no, he's not one of us?
Do you claim him?
Is he really Italian, though?
I don't know. He's got to be. I don't know.
He probably has, like, he probably eats regular pasta with a scoop of red sauce on top, and that's it. And he calls himself Italian. It's yeah. like, no. You know, that's rule number one. If you want to see a real Italian person, have them cooking pasta for you. If they have the pasta that jam comes out of, you know, just comes out of the pot, and mm-hmm. they just randomly put a scoop of red sauce on top and put it in their dish, they're not Italian. Punch them in the face, they're fine.
Wow.
They deserve it.
Here you go. He is, Leonardo DiCaprio is technically considered an American. Yeah. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for that explanation.
He's as Italian as I'm Irish, probably.
His father is of German and Italian descent, and his mother is German and Russian descent.
You know, Brad, you have to understand that just because they have an Italian name doesn't mean they're Italian.
It says he's been known to speak Italian and German.
Leo?
That's what it says.
Well, he probably speaks Italian with Grazie. He's probably one of those people.
Oh.
He's one of those Grazie, Brajol people. So we don't count those.
Mario, I don't think I've ever seen someone in a movie or like TV. You know, like every time in a movie or a TV show, when somebody's like, oh, I speak Italian, they literally always say Grazie. I've never Grazie. Seen a movie where, unless it's like an actual Italian film or like people are speaking, real Italians are speaking Italian right. in the movie. They say it wrong every single time.
Yeah, I know. It makes me angry every single time. Because grazie, where does it come from? Grazie. Grazie what? It's like, it's, you know what I mean? It's like if I say hello, hell, hello. It's like, I don't know. It's weird. I don't know.
Grazie what?
Would you say?
That's Mario's rapper name. Grazie what?
Grazie what? Grazie who?
Grazie who? It's like, no, honestly, it just aggravates me. It's like...
Mario, I bet you they say it right in on Canadian television, though. Because they're like, grazie, eh?
But that's a dad joke,
that's
right?
That's terrible. You should cut that joke out.
Dad
you should
joke.
Cut it out. Cut it out. That was terrible.
We lost so many listeners just from that joke.
What if our friend Carmine is listening, you know? He would like it.
He would be offended by that joke.
Mario, how do you feel when people say, Mario, say something in Italian?
I hate that. I legit hate it because it feels like, am I a puppet or something? It's like, what do you want? Like, where's the money? Do I have to like put a hat or something? You know, it's
so if they gave you money, you'd be okay with it. That's what you're saying.
That's what you remember. I think we talked about in the podcast. I only expect, like, if you're a poor person on the street, if you play an instrument, I'll give you money for it because at least you're doing something about it.
It's true.
So you have to have some kind of motivation. You can just go to somebody's like, speak Italian, speak Italian. I'm like,
Mario, you should be on Cameo.
I should.
What's Cameo?
Mario, explain to Mike what Cameo is.
Cameo is when you pay some famous people.
It's an app.
It's an app.
Yeah.
So like if you have a special occasion or something, you could be like, I don't know, it's Michael's graduation party or something. So I will go to this very famous actor, actress, or whatever it is. And I'd be like, hey, Brett, can you do a video for my friend Mike? It's his anniversary. So Brett will have a rate. And I will pay Brett that rate. And Brett will give you like a short 2 minutes, a minute, whatever length is. Video say, hey, Mike, your friend Mario told me to do this, this, and that, and whatever.
Except instead of me, it's like a semi-famous person. It'll be like the seventh listed actor on a sitcom or something.
Oh, it's also like all the housewives. It's a lot of like trash TV.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? A lot of like, yeah. Like you find a lot of housewives, a lot of like The Bachelor, all those people that are on those shows like this. But it's pretty sad because if you go on the website, every actor, actress has a rate according to how famous they are. So like if your rate is only $10, you're pretty much not rated. And then there is people that are like $2,000, $1,000. You know what I mean? It's not cheap.
I don't know. I think Mario should get on Cameo.
Mario, can I tell you the other day I performed in a Zoom open mic night thing and there was probably close to 100 people there, and Nick was there, our friend Nick, and he was making comments, funny comments in the chat, and someone, the host, when it was my turn to play, the host was, you know, talking a little bit before I started playing, and they're like, Nick said something funny, and they're like, oh, Nick, he's so funny, I wonder who that is, and I was like, oh, that's my friend Nick. And you're like, wait, Nick from the podcast? And then this thing blew up and all these people started posting things in the podcast. We love the podcast. The podcast is so funny. And people started posting links to it and everything in the chat on this Zoom thing. It had nothing to do with the music night at all, but people just went crazy. And I didn't even know some of these people. It was pretty funny. So I think I agree with Brett that you should go on Cameo. People might pay.
Now, you know what the only downside would be is like then Mario will start, like he will not agree to be on the podcast anymore unless we go through Cameo.
Unless we pay him. He'll pull a Taylor Swift and he'll just record his own podcast with the same name. And he'll put in parentheses Mario's version. Mario knows best, Mario's version.
He'll like get the whole thing transcribed like every episode and then he'll just read all the different parts in different voices. He'll be like, I'm Brett and I'm old. I have a kid and I take naps.
That was spot on. That was spot on.
What's the impression of Mike eating soup with a blanket and a chair?
Mario, I have, I also have an article that I found recently that I think you might find interesting. I'll read you guys the headline. It says, Italian hospital employee accused of skipping work for 15 years.
What?
Oh, I saw that too. Did you hear about that? I saw that too, actually.
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
So this guy.
15 years?
15 years. Accused of skipping work on full pay. For 15 years, local media.
And they
report.
Said he made like 560,000 euro or something over that period of time. Yeah,
500,000.
Without working one day, like he never showed up one day of his life.
So they said what he did was he showed up at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then he threatened his boss that if they reported him, I don't know, he'd do something.
Sounds about right.
And then he just stopped. So he stopped showing up to work. And then that boss left. They got fired or left. And then somebody else came in and didn't even know he existed.
Right.
And nobody ever caught it that he wasn't coming in anymore. And he just got paid for 15 years.
So payroll was issuing the thing without people clocking in or out?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right, too. I'm fighting with the Italian embassy because I need a stupid document from the Italian embassy. And they want me to send them a letter with my address and already pre-stamped so that they can send me the document. I'm like, don't you guys have enough money?
Can you just send them a dollar and then they can pay their own letter?
It's ridiculous. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, we have the document, but at least you send us the letter. We're not going to send it to you. They're cheap. I have to send them my own letters. I'm like, hello, you sent me a letter that Andre Bocelli is putting online via Zoom. I'm like, put my own document in that letter. You know what I mean? Who cares? So you're paying stupid postage to tell me that Italians are plain. And like, I don't care about that. You're sending me junk mail from the embassy. So.
Yeah, but they can't send you.
A real document that I asked for that I need. You know what I mean? It's like.
Is it your marriage license?
Oh, it's all coming together, Mike. Philip dies, getting in shape, needs a document from the Italian embassy.
I don't know, guys. I don't know. I cannot be a kink. I cannot. Would I have a lady in waiting myself too, though? How does that work? Do everybody has a lady in waiting?
Everybody's got a lady in waiting. I don't have a lady in waiting. Sometimes I wish I did.
I'm always waiting on two ladies.
That's true. It's the other way around.
Imagine you're just home. You don't know what to do. It's like, I'm a little thirsty. And they give you some water. And you're like, oh, I'm a little hungry.
A little thirsty. Lady.
All right. I have another story.
Oh, yeah?
It says, hanging rhinos upside down is vital again for their conversation.
Rhinos. Say that again.
Oh, I'm glad you interrupted because I read it wrong.
No, because apparently you have a love for rhinos. Remember the California? Oh, no, this is with the hippos.
The hippos. Well, yeah, I was thinking like it's similar. And I saw this and it felt like, similar in spirit.
I don't know. As long as I don't remind you of those animals, that's why you're going for the big one animals, the hippo, the rhinos.
Okay, so here's what it says. And by the way, Mario, this comes from a website called euronews.com.
So it has to be legit.
Yeah. I think Leonardo DiCaprio is the head editor.
Does he end with grazie? Is that the last word of the article?
It says, at the end it says, grazie per leggere, questo articolo.
Okay. And then there's a picture of white pasta with a scoop of red sauce on top. That's the signature.
And a meatball on top. Don't forget the meatball on top.
Exactly.
And somebody is like sopping up the sauce with a piece of bread. All right. So it says, hanging rhinos upside down is vital for their conservation.
We're hanging them up. You know, people do that for their spine, to straighten that spine. Maybe that's what they're doing.
So it says, the black rhino is critically endangered. And so conservationists have been trying to find ways to better protect them, and they've had to find ways to think outside the box. And it says that sometimes the rhinos need to be moved from inaccessible wilderness areas by helicopter to bring them to safety. So basically, there's like so few of these things that if they get themselves in a bad spot, they're just going to completely die out. So people have to intervene and like bring them someplace where they can thrive.
They lift them up with the helicopter.
Yes.
Just like they do to fat people here in the U.S. Okay. My 700 pounds live, you just come with the helicopter, lift you up, put you somewhere.
Airlift you out, yeah.
I'm going to put a helicopter sound effect at this point. Like, Mario, where are you going?
That's what's going to happen after he cuts himself with that razor, with that straight razor.
That will be my Uber, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, my helicopter is here. Do I just go on the balcony and they pick me up?
Mario got airlifted to the hospital after a freak shaving accident. That's going to be on Euro News next week.
After he smashed all his mirrors.
Yeah.
So it's grazie for coming see me in the hospital.
Grazie, you mean. Grazie.
Grazie, yeah.
We should probably clarify for people that are listening that don't speak Italian that might think that grazie is correct, that the actual Italian word is grazie with an A at the end. Not a letter A, but the sound A. Grazie is the actual word, not grazie.
Correct. Grazie.
But because they've been offended for the last hour and a half.
They're like, what's wrong with grazie? I don't understand what's wrong with grazie. It sounds great to me.
Yeah. Grazie.
Okay, so it says sometimes they need to be moved from inaccessible wilderness areas by helicopter to bring them to safety. But as transporting the enormous creatures can be a tricky maneuver, the rhinos need to be tranquilized. This allows them to
be screaming the whole time as they're flying around. That would be funny.
Wouldn't you be?
They tell the rhino to count to 10.
What sound does a rhino make?
I don't know.
Lift them up upside down and you will know.
But apparently they so when they're tranquilized, they can lift them by their feet, and then people thought like, oh no, that's bad, you shouldn't do that. But then it actually turns out it's better, because apparently like when they're tranquilized, it's more dangerous for them to be laying on their side, and there's a lower rhino mortality rate.
Yeah. What a random article.
Wait, can I see that picture again?
That's a rhino in the foreground.
Oh, he's upside down. I was picturing upside down, like hanging with his head down.
Oh.
But he's actually just like hanging from all fours.
Like, yeah, they're like hogtied.
Laying on his back. Like his feet are up.
Like a cow, like pretty much like a cow.
Like back parallel to the ground.
He must feel light as a feather over there flying around like that.
That's probably his biggest dream, to fly.
Mario's going to play us a rhino sound.
You need to play it into your microphone.
Yeah.
Next to your face.
You heard it? Wait. No. Insert rhino sound here.
I have to do that.
I thought I heard a cat.
Sounded like a cat, yeah.
Yeah, it was a little high pitch for a rhino.
But I like that. I like that article. I think it's pretty interesting. I would love to see a rhino flying on a helicopter, though, like that.
Would you guys go in a helicopter?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been in helicopters?
No, but I've been in a blimp.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is the blimp the thing that is filled up with like helium or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did that, Mike?
Like the Goodyear blimp?
Yeah.
So how did
I did when I was a kid.
Mike is acting like, oh yeah, this is like totally normal. Everybody goes in blimps.
I'm confused. Yeah, a hot air balloon or a blimp? They don't make them anymore. Do they still make them?
A blimp.
I don't know.
Yeah, they still have blimps that fly over the... Yeah, yeah! My voice is so high there. Yeah! They still have blimps that fly over the... Like the hood blimp flies over football games and stuff still, right?
So how did you end up in a blimp?
I know.
I think we just paid to go on a blimp ride. When I was a kid, we lived really close to an airport. And I think that you could just go for a... So I had like a certificate actually that said like I've took a ride in the hood blimp or something. But the only thing I remember, because I was really young, only thing I remember is it being super loud. Like you had to wear headphones to be able to talk to the person next to you, like you do in a helicopter.
I've been in a hot air balloon.
You've been in a hot air balloon?
Yeah, in March.
In March of this year?
Yeah, in Africa. March of 2020.
Okay.
Before all the world stopped, I was lucky to get one vacation. Yeah, it was in Africa, and we took very tiny plane. I actually have a picture that was, you know, when there's just a pilot, you and the pilot in front of you, no seatbelt, no nothing. It was just pretty scary, super scary. And And then we took a hot air balloon on the Massemar, and that was awesome. But it was very silent. Like, all you hear is the flame, you know, like the flame. Right. But I guess I kind of felt like the rhino, because we were flying over the animals going around. So probably that's what the rhino was, just looking all the animals upside down. Where have you been on a hot air balloon?
No. I think I would do that. I'm like afraid. I don't know why. I'm afraid of helicopters, even though I know it's safe. Like, in my head, I know it's safe, but I feel like that would be... Plus, I'm not good with like fast rides at an amusement park or things that have like big dips and stuff. So I don't know. I don't know how well I would do in a helicopter.
One crazy thing about the hot air balloon, though, which was weird for me.
Why big dips is so funny.
Was that when you get in like
that
this.
The name of the
big dip?
Dips was the...
What?
Big dip. That was the name of that candy thing when you ate when you were a kid, wasn't it? Like the... You used to dip that, you licked the candy stick thing. You dipped it in the stuff. What was it called? It was like, it was basically sugar, and you used to lick this thing and dip in the...
I don't know, Mike. I think you just invented a candy. I know Dippin' Dots.
No, it was a real thing. Fun dip. Fun dip.
Fun dip? Is that like a play on words with fondue?
No, it's a real thing.
Because fondue, you dip stuff in... what do you dip stuff in? Chocolate?
So they had these...
Cheese.
You can't really see it.
Cheese?
They had these like white...
Oh,
candy things that didn't really taste like much. They were like lightly sweetened, and then the other packet had just like colored sugar in it pretty much, and you'd lick the stick and you'd dip it in the sugar and then lick it again.
Mike, to be honest, that looks like a drugs starter kit for kids.
The first question is Fun Dip illegal? If you look it up on Google. Oh no, you're mixing it up with Smile Dip. Smile Dip is a hallucinogenic candy.
Oh my goodness. That's what they give the rhinos.
Before they fly. Get this candy. It tastes good.
Or favorite.
That's what you do when you get on a hot air balloon. Have you ever seen that? So like you have to go sideways. So people will help you lift. See, like you have to get in like that.
Oh, so the basket is
on the
over.
Side. Correct. So you go in like that. you're on your back pretty much.
Yeah.
Does it make sense? You have to lay on your back, and then the hair will lift you up like that. That's kind of creepy, but it's...
Hot air balloons scare me a little bit, because do they have any sort of safety mechanism if, like, the balloon pops?
Well, I don't think if it popped... Like, I don't think it can actually pop. Like, if it...
It will catch fire, probably.
They could catch fire. I think the biggest danger with hot air balloons is they hit power lines. So, like, if the wind is bad... You could end up, I've heard of that. Like there was a football player, actually, professional football player, used to play on the Patriots in 2007, who went on a hot air balloon, I think with his girlfriend or fiance, and they got hurt really bad. So their hot air balloon like drifted into power lines. And I don't know if it was that they got electrocuted or if it caught fire or something. And they got hurt really bad. Yeah. And probably it came crashing to the ground.
But I will definitely tell people, if you haven't done it, go on a hot air balloon. It's an amazing experience.
A hot air balloon.
A hot air balloon.
Hot hair balloon.
See? They're pretty cool.
An hot air balloon.
And then you land in
a... Sorry, we had to be mean to you at one point.
I know, we saved it for the end. But
I noticed, but I'm pretending like I didn't hear that.
An hot hair balloon.
An hot hair balloon. No. Never mind.
It's technically Anne, yeah.
Yeah.
And hot air balloon.
Perfect. That was perfect.
And hot air balloon.
And hair fryer.
Don't talk bad about air fryer.
No. Mario, I almost brought an article, but then I don't know why I deleted it. We should have used it. Maybe we'll do it next time. It was like top 15 things to make with your new air fryer.
Oh, if our listeners have any recipes, just send me over. I know anything about air fryer, so like
Mario, that was very good podcasting by you, by the way. The call to action, you give our listeners something to tell us, you know, between this episode and the next one.
Yes, which reminds me, we have to do our due diligence and tell our listeners, marioknowsbest@gmail.com. Send us an email.
That's right.
Give us your thoughts, your ideas,
topics, something. I don't want any questions about the person we never named.
Megan.
We should remain unnamed.
Markle.
No. Cut it out.
The way you said that, it was like it was in the background of a song. Megan.
Michael, I said no name. I don't want to hear it.
Mike, you have a theme song for next time now.
Stop it.
And Mike, when you make it, try to picture Mario on that throne that the guys are carrying.
Moving around.
Yeah. And do the jazz hands.
Maybe she would open cases about that. It's not open, because that's what she used to do.
She did what?
She used to open the cases. Remember? That's what she did.
I don't remember who we're talking about.
That person that I'm not going to say.
The one that we don't name.
Oh, like
that's what she started.
The one we don't speak of.
Yeah.
She used to open cases. No, from the... What was that show? The TV show that you have to guess the case number and sees the money inside?
Deal or No Deal?
Deal or No Deal.
Oh, really? She did that?
Yeah, that's what she started.
Then I thought you were talking like murder cases because she was on some crime show.
But that's how she started. And then from that, she married this guy, which according to her, she doesn't know who he was.
She thought he was Ed Sheeran.
You know? You're just happy to marry somebody that is related to the royal family and you had no clue who you married. You know, just a random person that you found in the street.
Yeah. You were right, Mario. We shouldn't have asked you about her.
No, it just makes me angry worse than grazie, I'm telling you.
What if she said grazie? Like, that would just be...
That would be the... Mario would explode. Meghan Markle saying grazie.
Mario would like, just... Oh, Michael, no, you just said the full name. I said we're not going to mention her.
We're like, get the Nutella jar. We got to scoop up Mario.
No, Brett, honestly, I'm going to be flying away like a rhino soon if you guys don't stop it. I'm going to call my helicopter.
Okay, we should thank the
yes,
potato
thank
heads.
You, listeners.
All right.
I'm going to end it like that.
Yeah, just like that? Or we're going to say, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right, until next time.
Oh, my God, Michael. Put some life. Oh, my God. Put some life in this. Okay.
Yeah, way to go, see Prince Philip. Time.
Yeah. What do you?
Did you die like 20 years ago too, or something? Say something lively, like, "Hey, thank you for listening. Thank you, guys."
Mike, Mario's calling you Grandpa Simpson right now.
I'm still cold.
No, for a second I thought Mike couldn't hear us. We're like, "Thanks for listening." Yep, thanks, guys. Yeah. So until next time.
If you're looking for opinions, well, he's got them.
Grazie what?